It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. As the year comes to a close, everyone's daily mad dash seems to be amped up by the need to buy presents, attend parties, and be at the mercy of Mother Nature. However, travel contributor Elaine LaBaume, intrepid reporter that she is, tweeting about food and travel under the Twitter handle New Girl in Town, regardless of rain, snow, or gloom of night, suggests visiting a bed and breakfast to help de-stress. Well, New Girl, help us de-stress. Welcome back, Elaine. How are you?
I'll do what I can, Paul.
Stress-free and holidays. I'm glad that you can combine that, by the way, in the same sentence. Seems like getting away this time of year could be difficult to do, you know, what with seasonal get-togethers and wrapping up a work year. So tell us about how we even do this and why we should do it.
Well, you know, I think the first thing is that we commit to doing it. It's like we're in this 24/7 society right now, and just like the news cycle never stops, activities never stop. I mean, you can be connected and plugged in all the time, and most of us are. I mean, how many times a day, you know, do you check your email on your phone? And I don't even want to talk about what I do. But there's so much going on that's the best reason, really, to get away. You got to find that sense of balance this time of year. So I think what you do is you seek out those places that are quieter, that are more low key, where maybe your cell phone won't work. They may not have Wi-Fi. Fancy that. And you're going to take a book with you. You're going to go take a quiet walk in the woods. You're just going to ratchet it down for a little bit, if only to emerge unscathed and relatively whole for 2015.
So you've got a handful of suggestions for us today, starting with the Eagles Mere Inn in northeastern Pennsylvania.
Yeah, now this is definitely like escape, getting away. We're not completely in the middle of nowhere, but we're close. It's in the Endless Mountains, as they're known, in the Poconos, so kind of between Scranton and Williamsport. And this is a lovely little spot that's between Ricketts Glen State Park and the Loyal Sauk State Forest. And not too long ago, we talked about what I think is the prettiest hiking trail in Pennsylvania, the old Logger's Path that intersects Rock Run, the beautiful streams. You can go and do that. It's this grand old house. It's got a wraparound porch. And they really just do everything for you. They just make it so easy to have it be a B&B, and you just go there and you park yourself and you chill out. You get the five-course dinner and the breakfast with your stay. They've got a game room downstairs with a pool table and darts. There's a little pub on side. You literally just go there. You don't have to do anything else but, you know, go outside when you want to and just sit inside and relax. And I think it's a terrific getaway to just sort of decompress.
I'm starting to relax now just listening to you. Another favorite of yours is the inn at Barley Sheaf Farm in Bucks County.
Yeah, and this is a beautiful place. This is in New Hope, Pennsylvania. So this is kind of between Philly and Allentown, right in the heart of Bucks County. It's maybe a five-hour drive from Pittsburgh, but it's well worth it. It's going to feel like a world away. It's a gorgeous stone building. It's recently been renovated and expanded, but it's still, you know, very classic in feel. It's in a woodsy setting. I think it's on roughly 100 acres of farmland and pasture. So beautiful there. And in the region, I mean, in Bucks County, you can do the museums and galleries and all the shopping and, you know, architectural tours and whatnot. So you can stay busy if you must, but more importantly, you really should think of it as a place to relax. The rooms are fantastic. They've got these, you know, four-poster beds that just seem to be piled with like what feels like 100 different pillows and fireplaces.
Ooh, pillows
in the rooms. Yeah,
100 different pillows.
Isn't that great? Just, you know, you just want to just like dive into them and sink in. It's beautiful. And you can stay in the old 1740 manor house. They've also got a renovated barn with some rooms, some cottages if you want a little more privacy. But what I like about Bucks County is that, like I said, you can be busy or you can just completely check out and chill out.
Talking with Elaine LaBaume, our travel contributor, about going away to a bed and breakfast, just a little getaway in the middle of the holiday madness to help you keep your sanity, really.
Yep.
You're also thinking spa at a couple of your go-to central Pennsylvania destinations?
Well, the thing is that this time of year, a lot of spas, it is the low season, so they've got some great deals on packages and treatments and whatnot. So right away, I checked out the website of the, you know, chocolate spa at the Hotel Hershey, one of my favorite places. And what are they offering up this time of year? A peppermint immersion scrub that can be topped by a chocolate fondue wrap. I mean,
why not?
Why not? Let's just do this so we can get a deal on it. I am sold. And not only do I love this chocolate spa because you can like literally bathe in chocolate, but you can also eat these amazing little chocolate mini muffins in their lounges while you await your treatment. So it's chocolate inside out. Yeah, I see no resistance here.
It puts the awe in spa.
Does it ever?
All right, now fairly close to home, you like the Buell Mansion in Sharon, Pennsylvania?
Yeah, no, this is great. This is maybe an hour north of Pittsburgh. This was built in 1891 for Frank Buell, the founder of Sharon Steel.
Buell Planetarium guy?
You know, it must be the same guy. It's got to be him. Well, when he got married, his mother said, why don't you build a mansion for your bride? You know, a fabulous home. It looks like a castle. I mean, really, I guess if you had Sharon Steel at the time, you could do this. 10 rooms, recently renovated as well. Absolutely gorgeous. I mean, you will feel like, you know, you've just escaped to another world. I mean, you know, maybe the Duke and Duchess have a better home in London. But this would be pretty good castle type accommodation stateside.
And, well, last but not least, if you've got us going to these amazing retreats, you want to talk about – do you actually want to talk about the key to keeping the pounds off during the holiday season?
Well, I think
How do you do that?
You got to be clever, Paul. A couple different things.
I just put out the white flag. I surrender to the calories until December 31st, and then I think about
– Well, if you have a change of heart, a couple quick pointers.
Okay.
Travel adieu. If there are two of you, you can share plates. So right away, you're eating less. Think about having a meal between lunch and dinner time. So maybe eat 2-3 in the afternoon. You don't have to have both meals. Lastly, I always look for places that do happy hour appetizers, small plates, because you can walk in 5-6 o'clock, have your beer, a glass of wine, have a couple appetizers. Before you know it, you don't feel like dinner. There are little things you can do so that you're not 10 or 15 pounds heavier on January 1st. And then that kind of puts you in a little bit of a seasonal funk. Get through it in style. You're going to feel happier.
And I'll paint the picture for our listeners. This is radio. I am sitting across from a woman who is in shape. So she's not just making this stuff up. She knows whereof she speaks. Elaine LaBaume, travel contributor. Thank you so much. We'll see you next week, right?
Absolutely
okay,
will.
Good. All right.
You bet.
One more time before the holidays.
Yep.
As the year comes to an end, we're looking back on highlights of Essential Pittsburgh from 2014 and airing listener favorites. To vote, go to our website, WESA.FM, and click on Vote for the Best of Essential Pittsburgh 2014. You know there's a segment that you really enjoyed and would like to hear again, or one that you maybe missed part of and didn't get to the website to hear in its entirety. Well, this is your chance, so be a responsible listener, and by all means, vote. And our sister station, WYEP, holding its 7th annual holiday Hootenanny tonight at Stage AE. For tickets, go to WYEP.org. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.